Coquitlam cops were busy in February, but March was a whole new mountain of enforcement. In the latest stats available, Traffic Services Commander S. Sergeant Mark McCutcheon said RCMP issued 1,484 violation tickets in those 31 days, which was also distracted driving month. This included 582 fines in high accident zones, Hays, across Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Anmore and Belcarra, an average of 5 tickets per day and a 25% increase from the 464 issued in February. The Hays team's March ticket total was a 25% increase compared to the 464 in February and 49% from the 392 in January. "It's a little disappointing to be issuing this many tickets," said McCutcheon, "as distracted driving laws were enacted in 2009 and we would like to think that people are getting the message to leave their phones alone." The driver of the black pickup truck in the above photo received one of those setbacks via the BC Motor Vehicle Act, MVA, after clocking 100 km per hour in a 70 zone along the Maryhill Bypass, 7B. The Port Coquitlam stretch is one of the Hays team's primary targets in cracking down speedsters. From its March campaign, 229 tickets were written by Coquitlam RCMP for unlawful driving behavior on Highway 7B and in the area of Coast Meridian Road. Other high-risk driving areas that were busy for Mounties included 172 equals Lougheed and Pinetree Way, 102 equals Lougheed and Shaughnessy Street, 79 equals Como Lake Avenue and Fowler Court, and, more recently, local Mounties pulled over a driver of an apparent midsize sedan that posted 102 km per hour in a 50 zone just north of Highway 7B and Broadway Street. That happened around 6:50 p.m. on Monday, May 1, day one of High-Risk Driving Awareness Month, across BC. "Speed is the number one contributing factor for car crash fatalities," said Coquitlam RCMP spokesperson Corporal Alexa Hodgins in an earlier statement to the Tri-City News. Coquitlam RCMP will be conducting enhanced enforcement aimed at educating the public and targeting high-risk driving behavior, specifically speeding. Meanwhile, once more, police have released its upcoming monthly calendar for enforcement at high accident zones across the Tri-Cities, hoping it'll act as a reminder of the consequences of poor driving behavior. The May schedule for Coquitlam RCMP's Hays enforcement team is as follows. May 3, today. Hays team enforcement. Targeting impaired driving using both static and roving measures. May 7. Hays team enforcement. Targeting high-risk driving along Maryhill Bypass. May 8. Hays team enforcement. Targeting high-risk driving along Como Lake Avenue. May 9. Hays team enforcement. Targeting cell phones and seat belts. May 10. Hays team enforcement. Targeting intersection at Lougheed Highway and Westwood Street. May 15. Hays team enforcement. Automated license plate reader, ALPR, both roving and static. May 16. Hays team enforcement. Targeting playground and school zones. May 17. Hays team enforcement. Enforcement along Shaughnessy Street. May 18. Hays team enforcement. Targeting impaired drivers at liquor establishments. May 23. Hays team enforcement. Automated license plate reader, ALPR, both roving and static. May 24. Hays team enforcement. Targeting playground and school zones. May 25. Hays team enforcement. Automated license plate reader, ALPR, both roving and static. May 25. Hays team enforcement. Targeting impaired drivers at liquor establishments.